Hey guys, this is Mike Pano of the Pinoy Patriarch Project podcast, and this episode is going to be a solo episode. I want to share something that's really been on my heart and my mind lately because something happened to me a while back. Not just necessarily to me, but I was present for something that occurred with a fellow Pinoy husband and father, a really good guy, by the way. And it kind of inspired me to make this podcast. The memory kind of came to my mind today, and I really want to share it. It's been really weighing on my heart, and I really think it can help empower and educate every Pinoy husband, father, business leaders, you know, community leader out there listening to this to become a better leader in all aspects of their life, whether it be in the walls of their home or in the walls of their workplace, their business, what have you. So in this podcast episode, I want to talk about fitness. And before I kind of go into the nitty-gritty and the details of how to kind of get in shape, I want to kind of give a story regarding the memory that I had, because this happened a few years ago. I want to say this happened 2 or 3 years ago, and I was just thinking about it today randomly, and it really struck me as something that I needed to share. So a few years ago, my wife and I, and as well as our children, we were out with another Filipino-American family, and we went out to this restaurant. We had a good time with our families, and we decided there's like a little patch of grass that was outside of this restaurant. And I remember going out there with my kids, and the other dad went out there with his kids, and you know, obviously little kids want to run around, so we went out there. And I remember challenging my eldest son and my middle son, Evan, to a race. And so it wasn't a very far distance. It maybe was what, like 30 yards, but I was like, okay, I'll race you. And I just started running, and the kids started running after me. We were having a great time. And I saw the other Pinoy dad that we were with. He's like, yeah, I'll do the same thing with my kids. I think he had like 3 kids at the time. And he decided to do the same thing. And he was running with his kid. And I noticed that he stopped at some point. Like he was having fun for like literally like 30 seconds. And he just stopped for 2 primary reasons. One, he was gassed. Like he was physically like exhausted doing that. And 2, I noticed as he was running, he was holding his shirt down. Like he had his t-shirt and he was holding it down. And it really like confused me. Like, why is he holding his shirt down? And I realized, oh yeah, he's holding his shirt down to prevent his fat, his gut from spilling out as he runs. And he looked right at me. I'll never forget this. He looked right at me and he said, hey, I'm sorry. I feel really tired. I'm really exhausted. And like, I'm just embarrassed that my fat is just sticking out as I run. And I just stood there kind of like, you know, what do you say to that? You know, first of all, I was really impressed that he had the courage and the self-awareness to share that with me openly. But at the same time, my heart broke for this guy because he realized he could not be the husband and father he wanted to be, that he felt he was capable of being, just because his body was not strong enough to do that thing, which was running with his kids, playing with his kids, right? And so it really broke my heart when I saw that. And I remember thinking about that today, thinking, man, how many other Pinoy husbands and fathers out there, like myself, you know, may be struggling in that regard. Now, for some background, I've been a martial artist and fitness nut since I was like 12 years old. So I've always been aware of my body for the most part. I've always tried to eat healthy for the most part. I worked out consistently and trained consistently since I was 11 or 12 years old. However, I also know that as I become a husband and father, especially to these 3 young boys, being a dad to them, it is really hard to work out. It's extremely difficult. And I struggle to have not only the motivation and the physical energy to work out, but I'm also like lacking like time. Frankly, I don't have the time I used to have when I was a kid, or even when I was in college. I don't have the time anymore to work out. So I've had to be really creative. And I think working out is imperative. If you're going to be a good Pinoy patriarch, which I assume those of you listening want to become, you Pinoy patriarchs out there, you need to be in shape. You need to have a high level of physical fitness. I'm not saying you have to necessarily be like a CrossFit Games champion, but I'm saying you have to have a high level of physical fitness to do the things that you need to do as a father, namely carrying things that are heavy, whether that be diaper bags or the stroller before you unfold it, or you know, the car seat with a baby in it while you're holding, you know, groceries in the other hand. Like, you have to have a strong sense of physical fitness, not necessarily to be ripped or on the cover of a magazine or even just to impress your wife's size, which I think is really important, by the way. You need to look hot for your wife. I think that's important. But I really do think from a functional standpoint, as a dad, as a husband, you need to have physical fitness so that you can be present, that you are healthy and have the energy to play with your kids, that you have the health and energy to engage with your wife, that you have the health and the energy to overcome life's challenges. Because when you work out and you go through a really hard workout, it's not just physically taxing, it's especially emotionally and mentally taxing. And you have to find it deep within yourself to overcome that physical pain, the muscles burning, your sweat in your eyes, all of those things. It really helps you on so many levels. So again, I think that if you're going to be a true Pinoy patriarch, it's not enough to just, you know, go to work and come home. You got to make sure that your body, the temple of the Holy Spirit, as the Bible says, is strong, it's robust, and it's healthy. Now, again, I'm not saying this out of some kind of arrogance. Even though I'm very passionate about this, I know how hard it can be. When I was a kid, I'd look at dads who kind of got out of shape, and I'm like, oh, they're just lazy, and they don't want to make the time to do it. But I'm telling you, as a husband and dad to these three little boys, there is not a lot of time to work out. It's almost impossible sometimes to work out. If I work out, I think the average time for my workouts these days is 15 minutes. Literally 15 minutes. And maybe I'll make a YouTube video or an Instagram reel of what that actually looks like for you guys out there. But it's hard to work out. There's not enough time in the day between, you know, bottle cleaning and filling up the bottles and diaper changes and picking up the kids from school and making sure I take them to two events and helping the kids with homework, like all these different things. You know, moms and dads have this struggle. Okay. But dads have I personally think that a lot of dads really struggle with this, especially because we have been pre-programmed subconsciously through, whether it be, you know, like especially the Homer Simpson ideal of masculinity, to just be lazy and dumb. Like, we think that's okay. We think it's okay to be out of shape. And I remember on a kind of a related note, the week before I got married, this guy, this Pinoy that I know, he looked right at me and said, "Hey man, when you get married and have kids, you could just kiss all that gym stuff and that martial arts stuff goodbye." And that was, you know, 8 years ago, right? And I'm in a position right now where I'm probably in the same level of fitness shape, if not even better shape than I was when he told me that, because I've been consistent, right? Because again, it's easy for us as Pinoys to think, okay, well, the moment I'm married, get the ring on the finger, I can coast, I can get fat. Girls love dad bod. No one likes dad bod. Women do not like dad bod. Guys don't like dad bod. No one respects that, right? What they do respect is a person with discipline, right? Which means that you're fit. So how do we get started on this? First piece of advice, I'm speaking to the Pinoy patriarchs out there who, let's say they were really in good shape years ago, but they fell off of it, right? Or you're a guy who's never worked out a day in your life, and it's like, it looks overwhelming to step into a gym because you have no clue what to do. Just do this. 10 minute walk a day. That's it. Like, if you've been away from the gym for decades, or if you have never stepped foot in a workout room or a fitness studio or a weight room, whatever, 10-minute walk. Now, you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, what's that going to do? You're not going to see great physical results immediately with a 10-minute walk. But I want you to try to take a 10-minute walk every single day. That's it. For the first week. If you can do that 7 days in a row, you can do it for 8 days, and you can do it for 14 days, and you can do it for 30 days. Now, what this is going to do at the end of 30 days is essentially drill into you the habit of physical movement. It's only 10 minutes. You're not going to see crazy results. Don't expect to see a six-pack in the mirror. Don't expect to look like Chris Hemsworth. But if you have been out of the fitness game or have never been in the fitness game before, a 10-minute walk and making the habit to just move for 10 minutes a day, first of all, it's going to keep you calm. Walking is like meditation for me. Also, second of all, it is one of the most accessible, low-hanging fruit exercises, because if you have two legs and you're able to stand up, you could pretty much walk. And you don't need any special equipment to do it. Just take a walk. I don't care if you're walking around the office. I don't care if you're walking around the parking lot. I don't care if you're walking around the neighborhood or the backyard. You have time for a 10-minute walk every single day. Are you going to look like Chris Hemsworth at the end of the walk? No. But what we want to do is establish a habit of physical movement. Then when you get good at it, maybe after the first week or 3 weeks, you're thinking, maybe I can bring it up to 20 to 30 minutes. And you do that every day, you're going to see some results, not just mentally, but also physically. You're developing your discipline. You're this cultivating this new habit, this healthy habit of walking, but you're also increasing your circulation. You're developing mobility in your hips and your calves and your ankles. You're getting your cardio up, right? This is really important. Now, what I would recommend in addition to this is also creating a home gym setup. Now, my wife and I, the past 3 months or so, we just invested in a very, very affordable gym membership at a local YMCA here in town. does not break the bank. It has childcare. It's fantastic. But the truth is, it's really hard to get there a lot of the time. And if I'm one of those guys who, there's a lot of guys out there listening to this who can only work out in a gym. Hey, again, I get it. I like the gym. I think it's great. But with the schedule of a dad, it's almost impossible to take the time to drive 15 minutes to the gym, work out, and then drive 15 minutes back. That's like 30 minutes commute, right? That's a time suck. And a lot of us don't have that kind of time in the day. So what I would recommend is you create a home gym. So there's no excuse. And the home gym needs to be separate from, as you know, the toys and all this stuff. It has to be your domain. I don't care if it's a small part of the garage that's yours. I don't care if it's the back patio porch in your backyard. I don't care if it's in your home office. I don't care if you bring the equipment with you in the trunk of your car, and when you go to work, you knock out a quick 5-minute workout before you walk into the office. I don't care how you set it up, but it has to be your space. Now, what do you put in this home gym? Now, here's the thing. Most of us as dads, you know, especially in this economy, it's tough, right? We need to have a good, you know, budget-friendly option. So this is what I would recommend. Get the following items. I would say there's 5 items I would say would go in your home gym. Maybe I'll make an Instagram reel or a YouTube video about this, but take notes, okay? 5 items for a solid home gym that won't break the bank. First thing would be a pull-up bar. Now, I know a lot of you may not be able to do pull-ups. That's okay. If you can't do pull-ups, get a pull-up bar. You can get them, the kind that kind of go in the doorway, right? Very cheap, very affordable. I personally have a pull-up bar that's anchored with, it's made of steel pipes from Home Depot, and you can actually anchor it to, I actually anchored it to the ceiling. A buddy of mine who's a handyman anchored it to the ceiling. Works fantastic. Now, you're probably wondering, Mike, I can't do pull-ups. A lot of people can't, right? It's really hard to do. You might have injuries, what have you. What I would recommend is you work on what we call dead hanging, meaning that you grab the ball, or the bar, rather, the pull-up bar, and you just hang there. You literally just hang there, and what you're going to notice is, one, it's going to engage your upper back, your lats, your grip strength is going to get really, really strong. Two, you're going to feel popping in your spine. Your spine is decompressing. It's like the poor man's chiropractor. I think that's what strength coach Dan John said. The hanging from a bar is like the poor man's chiropractor. So you're going to feel your spine decompress. You're going to feel your hips open up, and you're going to feel, and if you hold it for 30 seconds throughout the day, 30 seconds here, 30 seconds there, you're going to feel your back get stronger. Your shoulders are going to get stronger. You're going to feel your back and more supple, kind of like the way it was as a kid. You'll feel more mobile, and your shoulders are going to feel really, really healthy. So getting a pull-up bar for just practicing hanging or dead hanging from a bar passively, just holding that bar, just letting your body hang, letting the spine stretch, it's such a great exercise for mobility. It's also a really good substitute if you cannot do a pull-up yet. And I've known a lot of guys who've been able to work up to pull-ups just from hanging for a minute. They could just grab that bar and just dead hang from there. And after a few weeks and months, they're able to knock out pull-ups. Very, very good for developing your ability to do pull-ups, which, by the way, is probably like the king of all upper body exercises, because you don't need any fancy equipment. You just need a bar, and you need the strength and the core strength and the coordination to pull your chin over that bar. All right. And also, it's going to develop your lats, and big wide lats make you look broad shouldered. Broad shouldered is a signal of strength as a man. So get a pull-up bar. Second thing I would recommend is that you invest in what they call a slam ball, not a medicine ball, which you kind of bounce, you throw against the wall. These things are basically like heavy rubber balls filled with sand or some kind of like, you know, powdered lead or something, or whatever. I don't know what it's called, but a lot of these things are filled with sand. And they're very durable. And they're essentially like, what you hit, they hit the ground, they just kind of stay there. And when you pick it up, it's a dead weight. So if you've ever had to pick up a toddler off the ground who does not want to go where you want to go, like if I got to take my kid, especially like he has this habit, Evan has a habit of going to the narthex. We have to take him to the narthex at Mass. And he'll just like just kind of flop on the floor, and I try to pick him up, and he doesn't want to get picked up. He just wants to lay there. You know what I'm talking about. It's that like the baby's weight, the toddler's weight is just on the floor, and you got to yank him up with your whole body. That's what it trains. So it doesn't matter if you're picking up groceries. It doesn't matter if you're picking up an irate, angry toddler on the ground. You need to get a slam ball. I would recommend most of you get a slam ball that weighs around 40 to maybe 50 pounds. Mine's 60 pounds. If you guys look at my martial arts school, our Instagram channel, as well as the Pinoy Patriarch Project Instagram, you'll see me working with this slam ball device. And it's really, really effective. You can find them pretty cheap or relatively cheap on Facebook Marketplace. Definitely a great place to look, especially for the pull-up bar as well. Great place to get used gym equipment that's still functional. So get a slam ball. Anywhere between 40 to 50 pounds. If you want to challenge yourself, maybe 60 like myself, okay? Because that's usually the weight of the kids that you're chasing around, okay? The third item I would recommend is probably the manliest item in the entire list, and that would be a heavy bag. Now, I would recommend a hanging heavy bag. I have what is known as a wrecking ball heavy bag that hangs from my ceiling in my garage gym. But those Wavemaster, specifically the Wavemaster, Century Wavemaster XXL bag, I know it gets like kind of a lot of flack from a lot of professional boxing coaches and kickboxing coaches, but I'm telling you, that bag is very, very affordable. You fill it up with some water, you can move all around it, and it's very, very versatile. I would use a Century XXL Wavemaster bag, you know, over a lot of the, you know, the vinyl Everlast bags that you'll find at Walmart. It's way more durable. You know, you can do it for like kind of like push sled prowler type stuff. You can hit all air, like heights of the body, all these things. Now, why do I recommend a heavy bag? Because one, as a man, it's our job to protect, right? So we need to have some basic fighting skills, right? Go find someone to teach you how to throw a basic jab cross combination in boxing, to teach you a basic front kick. There's videos on YouTube that can teach you to do that. Or we at Protector Martial Arts, the martial arts school that I started and run here in Frisco, Texas, we can show you how to do that too, right? So get a heavy bag, right? It's going to teach you how to tap into that masculine aggression, the ability to control violence, to enact violence to something, right? And also, it's a really, really good way to relieve stress, right? It's like therapy. Hitting a bag, especially after a stressful day at work, is therapy for me and for a lot of guys listening to this, right? So make sure that you get a heavy bag. Hitting a heavy bag also from a physical fitness standpoint is excellent. It's excellent for building cardio, muscular endurance all over the body, your core. I know after like a good 6-round to 12-round heavy bag session, when I used to have the time to do 12 rounds, my body felt amazing. Now today I did a 4-round heavy bag workout with some exercises kind of mixed into that, and I still felt amazing. I felt every muscle in the body get hit. My heart rate was up. You know, I felt great. I was stress-free after that, and I felt stronger and tougher as a result. So get a heavy bag. That's the third item. It could be a hanging bag, or for many of you who may not have the ability to hang a heavy bag, get the Century XXL Wavemaster. They're not paying me to say that. Just go on Facebook Marketplace, find one, fill it up with water and sand. You won't regret it. The fourth item I would recommend is a jump rope. Now, it takes a little bit of skill and talent, but the cool thing about a jump rope is that it burns a lot of calories. It increases your cardio as well as your coordination, your overall bodily coordination, athleticism. And the cool thing about a jump rope is that once you get the hang of it, it gets really addicting. It's a lot of fun. And I could take a jump rope. I've literally taken jump ropes in my carry-on luggage on flights, right? So when I get to the hotel or wherever I got to be at the end of that trip, I can just go to the hotel gym and just jump rope. I don't have to worry about anything. It's like having a treadmill and agility ladder in your backpack. You can fit in your pocket. It's like a cardio machine in your pocket. So get a jump rope, learn how to jump rope. Millions of YouTube videos on that. Go get it, okay? So the fourth item would be a jump rope. The fifth item I would say, and this would take a little bit of skill, but it's essential these days. I think you have to do it because it's, get one of these because they're so essential and they're so effective and so cost effective as well as space effective, is a kettlebell. Now, kettlebells take a little bit of practice, you know, but you can do them for a lot of things, military presses, squats. I only have one kettlebell. There's some guys who have like whole like 12 kettlebells in a row in their garage. I got one 40-pound kettlebell. I would recommend most of you start off with a 35. Most of the kettlebell instructors that I know, they recommend most men, regardless of their fitness level, starts with a 35. Now, the cool thing about a kettlebell is that because it's kind of awkward, it forces your muscles to work in a certain way. In a different way, different than, say, dumbbells, which are kind of balanced, right? Kettlebells are unbalanced. The cool thing about a kettlebell is that you can do things like kettlebell swings, goblet squats, military presses. You can do what are called Turkish get-ups when you develop a certain level of coordination and skill with that kettlebell. Excuse me. You need to make sure that you have that, right? So have a kettlebell because you can keep it behind a couch and just pull it out and knock out some swings. I keep a kettlebell when I'm on the road with the family. I'll often pack a kettlebell and a jump rope with me because I can take those two pretty much anywhere I am if I have a vehicle, and I can drive around. And, you know, if I get my, sometimes I'll get my kettlebell and I'll bring it to work. And when I'm driving home from work, I'll pull off into a parking lot, knock out a few kettlebell swings. That's my workout for the day. So get a kettlebell. I would recommend a 35-pound kettlebell for most of you. Do not get the flat kettlebells. They're kind of like, they look like a flat kettlebell. You'll see these things at like Marshall's or Ross or something. Get a real kettlebell from a reputable dealer, right? Go get one. And so those are the five items I would recommend. Now, again, get your walking in. Incorporate, right, a home gym into your lifestyle, into your home. Again, all five of those items total might cost you $200 max, which is like, the cost of a gym membership, like for like 2-3 months, right? It's an investment, and you don't have, it doesn't require a lot of money or a lot of space, all right? The third piece of advice and the final piece of advice I would do is this. Anytime you feel lazy to work out anyway. And when you work out, only work out for the first 5 minutes and see how you feel. I know this rule works for me because when I'm exhausted, I'm sleep deprived, I'm tired, and I know I just don't feel like working out. If I just do one of the exercises in the previously prescribed workout that I had for that day, whether it be push-ups, kettlebells, swings, hitting a bag, whatever. If I do that for 5 minutes, I build this momentum. And what happens is that momentum makes me want to train some more. And I, before I know it, I've worked out and I'm done. When we get the instinct to kind of step away and not work out, it's easy to stay there. It's much harder to get ourselves to work out. And we often think, oh, I can't push myself through an hour-long workout. Just work out for 5 minutes. And if you feel good, which you probably will, you're probably going to want to work out for another 10 minutes. And after that, you're going to realize, wait a second, I got some momentum going. I'm going to go now work out for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever your time frame allows. Do something for 5 minutes, physical every day. It doesn't have to be a crazy workout, just 5 minutes. And then if you feel like you could do more, do more. But do something. And again, we're not trying to get you to become a CrossFit Games champion or a UFC fighter in a few weeks. What we're trying to do is just, again, instill the habit of consistency and fitness. And again, when you are consistent in your fitness, you'll be consistent in overcoming life's challenges. You'll be more mentally tough. You'll be healthier. You'll have more energy. And your kids, when they see you, they're going to see a dad who is strong. And your son or your daughter believes you to be the strongest guy in the neighborhood already. You're the superhero in their eyes. You better make sure that they're right. Prove them right. Don't prove them wrong by sitting on the couch and watching TV. Prove them right by showing them what hard work looks like. All right? So guys, if you need any more insight as to how to get fit as a Pinoy patriarch, guys, feel free to message me on Instagram. I'd love to help you. You know, I may create fitness programs for my fellow Pinoy patriarchs out there soon enough. But take this information. I hope it helped you. I hope it inspired you. Be the leader in your life. Have a great weekend.